Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now that I don't live next to a chicken coop, I miss the rooster crow of the morning, Heather. I miss the country. There, I said it.
Well, I love Mentos. There, I said it. Now we're both naked and exposed for speaking our truth.
Speaking of naked and exposed, what is the vibe when your neighbor walks around the block without a shirt on? I mean, it's not offensive, but we aren't exactly at the beach here.
You know you're a real sucker for quail and their jaunty plumes when you almost crash your car to let a family of the adorable motherfuckers cross the road.
Indeed. Have such a good day. Show that wants you to do just that.
The show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for y'all. You gotta laugh so you don't cry.
How is
everybody doing out there? Are you staying cool? Sarah, you must be kind of melting down there.
Yeah. When you say down there, it means that I am south of you in California. And
indeed.
Yeah, I am melting. We've actually, I don't know. Weather. Am I right? But the weather is so erratic around here.
It really is.
Not even saying like it's ever cold, because in the summer it isn't, but it's like it's either temperate or it's awfully hot.
I think erratic is the key word. We had a thunderstorm last night that was very erratic. It kind of came out of nowhere. And it was like a wild, very, like lots of lightning. Thunder woke me up in the middle of the night. Wasn't expecting it. I was great. I mean, I love a good thunderstorm. But it was definitely erratic.
We didn't get any of that. We did have some humidity and some kind of weird, not rain clouds, but like, you know, I was driving around midday. I looked outside and I was like, this is strange for August 14th. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty freaking hot. And
it really is.
I know, nobody likes other people to complain about weather because it could always be worse. 100% agree with that. But yeah, we're in the dog days of summer and it is hot. It's really hot. I looked at the weather, you know, for like, you know, on like my iPhone, the weather, which kind of gives you like the next week plus a couple more days of the following week. And I'm like, ah, God, yeah, I might as well just like live in a swimming pool for the rest of my life.
That makes me wonder, do y'all out there get your weather data from somewhere other than your iPhone app or your phone app? I guess some people do watch the Weather Channel. I guess that's a thing still on TV.
Well, the Weather Channel also provides a lot of app data.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on their
pings.
You know, what app you're using and, you know, this and that. But yeah.
They're very sensational, actually. It's like
it's actually kind of funny, too. It's like, for example, this morning, like I looked at the weather and I'm like, okay, today, high of 90. All right. So, I mean, 90 isn't 100, but it's still pretty hot. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just plan to sort of be inside, mm-hmm. you know, midday. Yeah. And then like, ooh, weather goes down to like 78. Ooh, that sounds nice. And then it's like, oh, shit. Next weekend or next week, not after a week, after this weekend, next week.
Get
what
straight,
is time,
Sarah.
Heather? What is time? but it's like 95, 96, 97, where I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's when it gets to the point where you're like, you actually can't do anything. So, cool. I guess I'll
just
hang
kind
out
of a bum,
at the gym.
Bum skis. Well, you know, you come up here. This is probably one of the only places, one of maybe a handful of places that isn't going to burn down, or maybe a tsunami will take it. But we're doing
knock
all right
on wood,
here.
Heather. Don't
knock
speak
on wood
that
I'll do
into
it.
Existence.
But I will say it is very hot today. It's like it's not normal, you know, especially being right on the coast. You don't usually get these like boiling hot days, but it's warm up here, it is the dog days of summer, Sarah Lane. What else is going on chez toi? Ma chérie?
At chez moi, not a whole heck of a lot besides just sort of, I don't know. It's sort of I don't want to make it seem like, oh, you know, I'm having like such a terrible time. But like, I feel like summer is limping along. You know, it would have been, and this has nothing to do with you, but, you know, I heard about your recent vacation. I was like, oh, that would be really fun. Yeah, you know, I gotta figure that out, you know, mm-hmm. for myself sooner than later, you know, just kind of get out and see the world. But in the meantime, told you all that I've been going to this gym lately and, you know, it's perfectly fine gym. And it's not a fancy gym. It's a functional gym,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, means that, you know, at any given time, you see just a variety of people. Some people are clearly trying to get back in shape. Other people are like in really good shape where you're like, dang. I mean, you probably come here like five times
a day.
A lot
of people work out like every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, it all depends on kind of, you know, what your regimen is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm just there for fun, you know, doing my steps on the treadmill on the Stairmaster. I hate the treadmill. And, Just doing my
just
thing.
Just doing your thing. Yeah.
Doing my thing. Yeah. So anyway, I usually don't go there first thing in the morning because on a regular week of, you know, work and stuff, my day is most impacted in the morning. you know, I kind of wake up and I'm cranking until about 2 p.m. And then, not that like I'm off work at that point, but I have not live things. So I could go to the gym or go to the grocery store or, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. Do little things. Go to the DMV if you have to once a year. Mm-hmm. God. So this particular week, and anybody who listens to Daily Tech News Show, which I also co-host, knows that we're on experiment week this week, which means that we have recorded stuff ahead of time, and the kind of regular show is like taking a little bit of a beat. And
I thought that was a new expression. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Taking
Sarah.
A beak. Yeah, like the rooster that used to live next
to me. Did you hear it on
me?
Like X or something? So, on Threads?
So I have a little bit more like just for a few days, you know, like a little bit more sway of like, oh, okay. You know, what am I doing? When am I doing it? So I go to the gym first thing this morning. You know, I have my coffee, you know, I try to hydrate a little bit. I show up there at like, I don't know, 8. I mean, it wasn't like 6 a.m., but it was morning. And I always like drink too much water before I go because I want to be like, okay, you know, I'm about to sweat and I want to like sweat out a bunch of water. So I always have to pee when I first get there. So I go into the, the locker room, bathroom, whatever area, and, you know, do my thing. And there's a woman in there who's like, she's wearing like a Hervé Légère dress, like from like the night before.
Okay.
You know, and I was sort of like, whoa, okay. Very much clubbing attitude right now. But like, whatever. I mean, maybe she's like already worked out and is somehow wearing that today. Cool. Fine. I don't care. You know, but like I was like, because I'm nosy, you know, so I'm just sort of like, hey, how's it going? Good morning. She's like, good morning. She was real nice. You know, and she's doing her makeup in there. And I'm like, all right, well, bye. And so I'm, you know, out on the floor for an hour, maybe a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, pounding water. So I go back into the bathroom when I'm done. And she's there, but she's in another outfit.
Huh. Like, and what she's kind of, like a gym outfit,
and it's
or like
full
a fancy
on
outfit?
Like MAC makeup on the counter. This is a very large bathroom, so like it wasn't like she was in my way at all. Mm-hmm. But I was sort of like, wait a second, what is happening here?
Wow.
What is happening? I can maybe I could glean a guess that she came in wearing that first dress from last night. Showered, belongs to the gym, so she's fully capable of doing that. You know, that's what you're paying for. You're paying for a shower if you want it.
Sure.
And then changed and just still had not left by the time I came back in the bathroom. And like, it was full on makeup, like almost to the point where I was like, I would like to look at that compact. Like, wow, you have like really nice stuff. What is happening here? I never got the answer, Heather. I think it kind of speaks to a conversation we had a couple weeks ago on the show where it was like the whole idea of like getting ready or getting, you know, clean at a gym is like your mileage may vary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not for me, but I will if I have to. But I was like, dang, okay. Somebody is doing a photo shoot of some kind. And
that's
somehow this gym is part of her doing that.
Yeah. Or maybe she lives there. I don't know. Like, who knows?
No, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think she lives there.
I mean, that would be weird, right?
But
I mean, where do you sleep? Like on the dumbbells? But Sarah, I think it's also kind of funny because you're getting little peeks into these strangers' lives. And previously you used to work out with your Oculus, like in your garage in the woods. And so now you're like, all of a sudden going into the real world with like tons of people coming in and out of this space, where you're working out. And it's like, it's hard not to wonder about people, you know, it's hard not to sort of, the observing aspect of being in a gym is kind of fun. You know, it's like, you can just really wonder about these people and their lives. And it must be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like reality show fun.
You mentioned Oculus, you know, now called the MetaQuest, but I still do that in my garage. Not as much as I did before, because again, now I have access to a gym that's really close and, you know, kind of fun. And I like just sort of being part of the rat race. But yeah, there are definitely people at the gym where like, and I am not a gym. I don't like to be social at the gym. Mm-hmm. You know, I walk in, earbuds in, listening to a podcast. Do not talk to me unless it's an emergency. But you also just, I mean, you're still around other people. You're trying to be polite, you know? And it was just the morning thing where I was like, wow, this is early for that dress. And then you were like here the whole time and now you're wearing a different, I don't know.
Very interesting.
I don't know. But you know what? As we are recording this on a Tuesday, I will say to you, no judgment. Maybe your life is actually pretty fun and it's cool to wear a cool dress early in the morning. It's not for me, but I love this for you.
Maybe it was an all-night party. I mean, it's really hard to say. And you know what? I mean, you could compliment her on her dress and then be like, oh, did you just come from a, I don't know, maybe strike up a conversation. Could be a new friend.
I don't want to know. I'm just sort of like, morning. She's like, morning. And then I'm like, I like your makeup.
And that was the end of it. Okay, thanks, bye. Well, okay, thanks, Sarah, bye. Speaking of party pants, well, party dresses and party pants, I know that I'm overdue for retiring my party pants. I've been home from my big trip for what's today, Tuesday. Almost a week. It will be a week tomorrow. God, I mean, you're really right about time being a flat circle. I feel like I just got home. I'm trying. I'm trying to put my big curl pants back on and it's hard. They're not fitting as well as they did before. I don't know. I think it's, I really, the impact of how much responsibility I left behind and then being free from it for so long and then coming back to it has been challenging. I'm not going to lie. I also realized, so like, especially because of the trip that I went on, you know, and as we age, I find, you know, myself telling myself like YOLO, you know, in the back of my mind about like so many things, you know, big and small. I can't even think of an example, but, you know, gotta live it up now, you know, while you can, because, you know, you're getting older, you're in the midlife, you only have so many years and to just like have fun until you break a hip or whatever. And so do other people, like other people in my world, they'll say, you know, like even someone the other day said something, I can't remember what it was in reference to, but I said like, oh, I want to do this. And then they're like, gosh, you know, YOLO, you got to go for it. And I was like, yeah, man, totally. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, so now I've got this like attitude, which I think is a decent attitude to really take the bull by its horns and like get as much out of life as you can, right? I mean, that's not a bad attitude. But the truth of the matter is that you can only YOLO so much.
Yeah.
I think you can overdo it. And I think like anything good, you know, you need to do it in moderation. I think even like really good positive stuff can get, can be overdone. I love a good YOLO. I would do it every day if I could, but I just don't think it's realistic. But like, where do you draw the line? You know, like where do you draw the line with, you know what? No, I can't YOLO right now. I have responsibilities. I need to be an adult. I need to be like, I need to have boring days, boring work-filled days because I have to get the job done. That's been sort of challenging for me, you know, like getting back to the norm, getting back to the mundane.
I think that's kind of what life is like.
It is. It is. It's like what I said earlier, the time being
unless
a flat
you're
circle.
Some sort of like beautiful unicorn or otherwise, I don't know, have a trust fund. It's like you have to do that.
You do. And it's, I think it's that we talk about this a lot on the show. Like it's that time being a flat circle concept of like everything that we do, we're going to be doing it over and over and over and over again forever. You know, it's like, there's this rhythm, this, you know, sort of repetitiveness to like regular life that I think was really nice to escape, you know, into the YOLO of it all. But I'm back. I'm going to try to be a big girl for a little while, get some work done. It's hard though. It's harder than I expected. It's hard to keep that vacation vibe in a bottle, you know, like you want to try to ride that wave as long as you can when you come home from a vacation, but it doesn't last very long. So if y'all have any comments about this, please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Maybe you have some words of encouragement to get me to be excited about being back into the work world. I'm sure I'll adapt. You know, it's just going to take a few more days. I think I'll be fine. You know, it's, you know, we're coming upon a weekend of wedding parties for a wedding I'm going to, and I can maybe get a little YOLO out, just, you know, peter it out a little bit, and then, you know, finally kind of sink in to like, you know, reality.
I think there's a lot of, you know, I know YOLO is like a, you know, ha ha internet term. But it really does speak to, I think, a lot of things that many of us grapple with. It's like, mm-hmm. do I really want to do that? Like, maybe I never have a chance to do that again. You know, you only live once, you know, that sort of thing. And that sometimes can drive, I think, at least for me, only speaking mm-hmm. for myself, that can mm-hmm. drive decisions that I didn't even really want to do. I just felt pressure to do it.
That's a good point. Totally. Where you're like, oh, I have to do it now or I'm never going to do it. And then
right.
you do
like,
it.
Right. Like maybe this is the last chance.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe, you know, it's like, you know, this time, this moment, this is it. You know, and I think sometimes that is true. That is true.
I totally agree.
But there are other times where you're like, yeah, you know, you go like, I don't really want to, you know, go to XYZ. And someone goes, well, YOLO. And you go, I know, but like, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you got to listen to that inner Heather.
It can be hard to do. Yeah. It's like we contradict ourselves because half the time you're like, oh, I want to do this in theory. But like how to sort of separate like the theory side of your mind and your heart with like the reality of like, you know, it can be really hard because I think in some ways, you know, my trip was very lofty. It was very ambitious. And I think if I may not have done such a big trip, you know, that may not have been something that I would have done on my own. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We're complicated creatures, Sarah Lane, and
we are.
It's going to take a whole lifetime to just unpack it all.
Well, speaking of unpacking, I know you're back home. Hopefully, you've unpacked. Also, sorry
mostly.
About that. Unpacking is the worst. I was actually having a conversation with somebody today who's moving cross country, or planning to. You know, and, you know, she's sort of like, hey, putting the feelers out, you know, this is my budget. This is where I would, you know, like to live, you know, on the West Coast. She's coming from the East Coast.
Oh, got it.
And, you know, like, you know, one bedroom, one bathroom, totally fine. But like have to have a dishwasher. what was the other thing she needed to have? Have to have AC. Okay.
Have a what? What was this?
AC.
Oh, AC.
Air conditioning. Where I'm like, well, AC, you know, depending on where you are in the West Coast, like maybe would be a deal breaker if you didn't have it, but like a dishwasher? Listen, trust me, I love a good dishwasher. Mm-hmm. I also, in my previous apartment, did not have a dishwasher. And I lived there for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And when you live alone, and even if you have, like, you know, guests, I mean, unless I'm throwing a party, it's not that hard to just, like, clean up some dishes. And in fact, it's actually better because you clean them and then you put them on the rack and then they're done. And you don't have to unload a fucking dishwasher several days later. Like, unloading dishwashers is right up there with me with, like, putting away clean laundry.
See, I'm like, it's already clean. I know. No, you're right. It's funny because I think that my boyfriend doesn't like unloading, but he doesn't mind washing dishes. So we are a match made in heaven, because I would prefer to unload the clean dishes. I have a funny thing about, I don't like it when my hands are dirty or greasy. And like when I have to load the dishwasher, inevitably you're going to get oil and food and grease like on your hands. So for me, it's a great deal. Not that I never do dishes, because I do, or never load the dishwasher because I do, but I think you get used to it. I think you just adapt and moving into your, I mean, you've had dishwashers in previous places and you get used to it and then you get dependent on it.
But I never really did. I never got dependent on it. Listen, the dishwasher is a luxury that I would never say no to. Trust me on that one. Uh-huh. But not having it is like, I'm like, that's fine. I mean, I basically only use 2 bowls a day anyway. You know, mm-hmm. if I cook food, then I just clean the pots and pans and then I dry them on the drying rack. Like, it's not that hard. If you got a family, even if you, you know, are like a, we cook from home more often than the average person, and maybe there's a couple of us, maybe there's kids, totally understand that is not sustainable. But for me, I'm like, you know, it's not like the end of the world if I don't have a dishwasher.
No.
But so I wanted to tell you, Heather, speaking of, you know, areas in the world, weather in the world, I thought that this next story might actually, you know, bring some comfort to you, especially because I know that you just mentioned the lightning storm, which I wish we had here. But you have a little bit more weather than I might, or someone might be who's a little more in the like southwest area of California. So it is called the Xfinity Storm Ready Wi-Fi. So it's Wi-Fi 6 capable. It's a device. It's a, you know, it's a Wi-Fi device that is Xfinity 10G on the 10G network, doubling as a Wi-Fi extender, which in the event that you might have a storm that wipes out power, for example, that doubles as a cellular option for, you know, if you're in a jam. So it's called Xfinity Storm Ready Wi-Fi.
So can any service, like you could just buy this and then attach it to any service that you might have? Or do you have to be under Comcast as a provider?
It is a Comcast thing.
Oh.
It is a Comcast thing. And so your mileage may vary based on where you are. Mm-hmm. What it is for $252. Why is it 52? I don't know. or $7 a month for 36 months. If for some reason you want to finance it, all good. Gives you, you know, some options. But the idea is, if you were to break down that $250, $7 a month for the feeling that, you know, if something catastrophic were to happen, you have a backup.
Now, I love that.
There are other options, certainly. And you know this. I know this, you know, having recently lived somewhere where the Wi-Fi went out all the time due to storms or fires or both or a tree that came down or, you know, everything. I think this is This is kind of great. Now, when I say great, I also feel like, gosh, this is a product that exists now because everyone is experiencing horrible climate issues. So in that sense, it's kind of sad. Yeah. But if it is a product that works for you, depending on where you are in the world, I say, look it up. See if it might be worth your while.
Well, it's funny that you bring this up because a few shows back, or this was, I guess, right before I left, we did get our internet revamped. We had a Google Mesh system that just had some old hardware. It wasn't old. It just was out of date. I mean, it was just, there was an updated version that was just better. Because I was looking into Starlink. I think I mentioned on the show, like I was researching Starlink when I was doing the movie last year because we were going to be so deep in the woods and so out of any range, even with walkie-talkies, there were a lot of locations that were really screwed because we had like a base camp that was just too far from where the set was going to be. And you couldn't use walkies, middle of nowhere, absolutely no cell service. So we ended up buying a couple satellite phones, which are kind of, they're kind of clunky and they worked here and there, but they didn't really cut the mustard. The Starlink would have been perfect, but at the time, some disaster was happening in the world, I believe somewhere in Florida, and everyone had rented all of them all across the globe. So there were none left to buy or to rent at the time. But since then, I've been really keen on it. I've talked to a friend who has one up here. Because, yeah, we live at the edge of the earth. I mean, literally. By the way, we had a 4.0, maybe it was a little under 4.0 earthquake the other morning. It was a little scary. I'm not going to lie. Felt the rumble. And, just all of the potential disasters, And the Starlink isn't a cheap option. But as I was looking into getting one, we kind of just decided to go with the upgraded system, the Google Mesh system, which I'm trying to remember what exactly it's called, but it's great. It totally, supposedly, it's somewhat on par with the Starlink, that it helps, that it can withstand more weather. I can report back on that, talk to my boyfriend and get the deets. But this type of thing is definitely on my radar. I'm going to get a little nervous as like November approaches, especially if we have a winter like we did last year. But anyway, I thought this could be like a fun thing for you and I to talk about on today's show, Sarah Lane. Just switching gears a little bit.
All right, let's do it.
So as we all know, I mean, we all have all kinds of friends these days, with the internet age. I mean, we've got like the besties from way back when, the ones you actually hang out with in real life. You've got the others who you might FaceTime with regularly, or maybe you chat regularly on the phone. You've got your regulars, and then you've got your internet friends, your social media peeps, and your TikTok threads, X followers, whatever social media you're into. Those are all platforms that I don't really pay attention to anymore. Other than Instagram, really, I would say that the only social media platform where I feel like I have a crew of people that range from friends I've had for a long time in real life that I've done, that are close to me. And then there's like kind of more the acquaintances, maybe I've worked with them, but we still communicate. And then just other people that we've touched each other's lives and we just kind of keep in touch and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I like kind of being on Instagram as sort of my one and only. I like having something. I'm not as prolific as you are, Sarah, on the social media platforms, but I think I'm a little old school. Maybe I want to harken back to the old days, a simpler time, an image with a short caption. No caption even. I don't know. Let the photo speak for itself, even if the photo makes no sense. Anyway, I kind of have, I guess that's what I'm saying is that's the one social media platform that I am fairly prolific on, not just posting, because I obviously I'm not a very prolific poster, but I do communicate with people on there, a lot of direct messages and commentary and whatnot. And then there's those people who, and I'm not going to blow up this person's spot, but you know, and it's a mutual follow relationship. This isn't spam or anything. This is like a person that I really like. Like we're actually friends. We became friends IRL way back when, and you know, mm-hmm. we have history and we're friends. But your relationship has been distilled down to like, you know, an online relationship because they live in another state or they live in another country or whatever it is. And basically the only thing you really get from this relationship is getting DM'd like reels that are like not very funny. And so, and it's like daily, I'm talking like daily reels that are like, they're
now, do you think that this person is, sorry, my microphone just fell into my boob. You're welcome, everybody. It just like, I love you.
It knows what it wants.
Yeah, it does. Maybe this person is doing that to a bunch of people, so it's not like super yeah. personal.
Yeah,
but totally. Even so, yeah, I would also just be like, I don't need this.
Well, it's funny because it's like I do think he's actually kind of funny, but like some of his reels are just kind of like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. And I like a funny reel, like the next gal. Trust me, I love a good animal reel. But when they're kind of, I don't know, and you're forced to respond and they see if you saw it and it's like, I don't like being fake.
I saw it. Now I have to like,
I have to say something. And then if I say it's funny, but it really wasn't, then I feel like I'm lying to myself. I ain't got time for that, Sarah Lane.
No. There have been so many times where I'm like, I just respond like, lol.
Yeah. Like no punctuation.
You know, like just like I'm trying not to yeah. be rude, but like, I don't really have anything to talk to you about right
That's
now.
That's the thing. Like, no. I don't. And I try. Like I try to like understand why that particular reel was sent. And so I could actually
they're
give
like, we really
back.
Wanted you to see a tiger kissing a zebra.
We want to know how it made
we
you feel.
We want to know how it made you feel. Please respond besides something other than law.
Well, so, okay. So this brings up another, and this is sort of like, what would you categorize this type of thing? It's not ethical. It's not like an ethical quandary, but it's something where you have someone in your life that you can't speak the truth to because it might hurt feelings. And I mean, it's something, right? It's something you'd maybe write, dear Abby, my boyfriend, you know, is, you know, has a, doesn't do laundry often enough and is smelly or whatever. He's really not. He's good at laundry, but you know what I'm saying here, sure. But like, okay. So what if,
I feel like
what
that's
if someone,
every woman ever, but okay.
Mm-hmm. What if there's someone like, for example, that has, I don't know, wears a bad perfume, you know, but like it's, you know, a scent is very personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't like it, that doesn't mm-hmm. mean you have any right to not like it because it's a scent that they're enjoying. And like, how do you say that it kind of rubs you wrong? Like 100%. It's a really tough thing.
It is a tough thing. I have spoken on the show before that I dislike bacon. Don't want to mm-hmm. eat it. Won't eat it. I mean, I'm probably capable of physically
eating
it.
What about turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon I don't have a problem with. It's bacon.
Yeah.
But I also like don't want anything that looks like bacon. So I just like don't worry about it. You know, sometimes let's say if you know, I don't know. Let's say a few of us are sort of like, let's get like breakfast sandwiches. What does everybody want? You know, like uh-huh. I don't have a problem like picking up sandwiches that have bacon in them. I just don't want bacon in my own sandwich.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the end of the world. You know, we all eat our own things, right? Yeah. I ate artichoke pizza for dinner last night. Not
that
everybody
really
wants
good.
That.
No,
it's fine.
A lot of people don't like artichokes. I will say though, I think it's that it's for me because I feel the same way about bacon. It sticks to the walls. It's greasy and it has the fat that bubbles on in the pan, and it bothers me, and it gets in your hair. It's a scent that, look, I don't mind a passing scent. I do have a strong sense of smell, so I do smell more than, you know, the regular Joe. But
you do. If it's you're a real bloodhound.
I'm a real bloodhound, uh-huh. Seriously. But if it's something that is like, yeah, in my house, and it you can smell it in your hair after or on your clothes, I like to crack a window or put a fan on or something.
There are reasons where, and sorry if anyone listening to this is eating right now and is triggered. Sorry.
Because most people like bacon. I really am sorry. We understand that.
Yeah. I remember. So you know how sometimes, you know, people will say like, I got so drunk on tequila once. It was so bad. I never can have it again. And you go, yeah, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. Right. Unhealthy connotation type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really have that. I mean, tequila, I drink like once a year, but like, I don't have a problem with it. Bacon, though. I have been in, I remember going to, and Heather, you'll know where I'm talking about. It was that Greasy Spoon right across from Fly Bar. Visadero. Yeah. I don't even remember totally. The name of it.
It was called
The Diner or something.
It was like Sam's or something.
It was a Greasy Spoon. And yeah. I remember going in there one morning. And, I was early 20s. Things mm-hmm. were very different back then. And I remember going in there, and I had the five people who like also crashed at the same house that I crashed at, and we're like, let's get breakfast. And, there was bacon. And I remember I said to everybody, I'm like, I need to go outside. And they were like, oh my gosh, are you ill? And I'm like, I can't smell this. I'm sorry. I can't. Can you like get me like a veggie omelet and bring it out to me? And I'll just like be on the corner. I cannot be in here.
People think it's weird.
Yeah. And I feel like from that time, that was the first time I ever was like, you know what? There are certain smells that are not going to agree. And to this day, like when I smell bacon, I'm like, if it's in like a sandwich, like who cares, Mm-hmm. But like if someone's like cooking bacon, like as like a yay, fun thing, for the whole house. I'm like, I have to leave. I hate it.
Yeah, I feel the same way about like frying a steak. Not that that ever happens really in my house, but like I've been in places. In fact,
do people fry steaks? I guess you would.
Yeah, I don't know if it's frying, but like you're kind of. I've seen people like on a stovetop, like in a frying pan. You might do that with a big piece of beef.
But you would do that with chicken fish or beef.
There's got to be a term for this because it's kind of like, okay, you have a strong feeling. You don't like the smell of bacon, and so you weird everybody else out by leaving the restaurant, and nobody understands. And they're like, whoa, it's intense. Like they have an intense feeling about this. But it's unfortunate.
Well, the whole I remember that, where they were like, oh, is Sarah like really hungover? Like, is she going to be sick? I'm like, I'm going to be sick if I stay in this restaurant. I'm kind of fine otherwise. I'm hungry. I just can't smell that armpit smell. I can't do it.
Well, I think that there should be some kind of, I don't know, because I feel bad even admitting that I don't like certain smells, that they bother me. It's like you should be able to feel these feelings and not feel bad about it is my point. And how does one in navigating the world, feel like they're not going to be ostracized because they don't like a certain smell of something,
Yeah, I feel like there are definitely times where, listen, sometimes people are extra, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. But at the same time, it's like, I do sort of get like, sometimes someone will look at me and be like, is it really that bad? And I'm like, I mean, I'm not dying, but like, yeah, kind of. Like, I'm like not having fun right now. By the way, it's Eddie's Cafe, Heather.
Eddie's Cafe. Sam's. I was close.
You were. I looked it up while we were talking about it. And by the way, Eddie's Cafe, if you're ever in the San Francisco neighborhood and you happen to be in sort of the Lower Haight, Nopa area, great cafe. I've eaten there plenty of times. It was just that one day where I was like, bacon is not for me.
And I bet there, bacon there is really good, like legit. So if you like bacon, head on down.
Or, I don't know, eggs.
Pancakes?
I mean, some flapjacks? I used to go to Kate's Kitchen in the Lower Haight like once a week. They had bacon there. That was never fun. Really bothered me. Maybe it all has to do with the pan situation.
Yeah. I know, Sarah. It's a cross to bear. The Bloodhound knows. Anywho, I'd like to hear from y'all out there. Do you have a? And this is referring to kind of like the reel thing, where someone's sending you reels, or maybe they're doing something on social media that is maybe slightly annoying or unsexy or whatever it is. Email us. Hi at havesuchagoodday.com. We'd love to hear from you.
We really would.
And I'm back.
Heather's back at it.
I got my big girl pants on and I'm ready to
Heather
chat
got
with
her
y'all.
Groove back.
I got my groove back.
What a lady way to put it. But you did. We're glad to have you back. Glad you're back safe. I know re-entry is a little tough, but you know, such is life. You had a super fun hot
very
girl
lucky.
Summer.
I'm very, very hot girl summer. Exactly. That I totally forgot about that term. That's exactly what I had. Like 100%.
Yeah.
I really did. Yeah. I'm really, really, really grateful.
You know, we should all be so lucky. Well, listen, everybody, just a reminder that we are directly supported by our patrons. Thank you to all of our patrons who have stuck with us for 202 episodes. Oh, my gosh, sure. Heather Pellendrum. Gosh, we haven't even talked about that until this very moment.
What is wrong with us? Sarah Lane, you left us on path.
This is my Velociraptor thing.
It comes out when it's a palindrome. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Next time we have a palindrome at 212, I'll do my Brontosaurus.
Well, let's hear it now. Do you need to work on it? No, I think it needs to be louder than that. All right, you work on that, and then you.
Heather's like, "Why don't you workshop this, and we'll just revisit it in
we'll circle back
11
we'll circle
episodes
back to
from
the,
today."
The Brontosaurus. All right.
Reminder that we would love more patrons. If you're listening to the show and you enjoy the show and you hear ads and you say, "Love the show, wish there weren't ads." Patreon is the way to do it. You get an ad-free version of the show. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where to find out more about that.
What's that voice, Sarah?
I don't know, Heather. I don't know.
A bit southern. Maybe like a little bit of a southern twang. Anyway, on that note, we're fading out here, y'all. But we will see you very soon in about a week. And in the meantime, stay cool, stay sexy. And I will stay Heather.
And I will stay Sarah, also very sexy.
Very, 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 very. Have such a good
such
day.
A good day.
Me.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.